Earlier in the week, UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein sounded the alarm about dreadful mass rights violations in recent months, alleging involvement by government forces in the main. These involved reports that unarmed women and children had been hit by snipers and that ambulances had been prevented by both sides involved in the violence from reaching the wounded. One of the most disturbing reports indicated that people had burned to death in three basements while they were surrounded by security personnel. Here's Rupert Colville, spokesperson for High Commissioner Zayed.
We would like access to all relevant populations, so the people themselves, to the locations, Chizre, obviously, Salopi, the Sur region of Diyarbakir, and various other places where there are reports of fighting and of violations. So the High Commissioner himself playing a fleeting visit would not be particularly useful. He's interested in a more in-depth visit by a team of experienced and qualified staff, not a kind of public relations exercise.
Turkey's human rights record has also been in the spotlight at a UN committee against torture, one of 10 panels that monitor how well countries apply international rights legislation. In its concluding observations on Friday, the committee cited concerns about reports that hundreds of Syrian refugees had been illegally sent back to the war-torn country without their needs being assessed first. This contravenes recently passed legislation in Turkey that provides protection to anyone in danger of persecution, regardless of their nationality. Here's Committee Against Torture member Alessia Bruni speaking in Geneva.
But of course, you all know that in practice we received many allegations of summary expulsion of groups of people, especially from the beginning of this year, 2016. Sometimes violent acts committed to people trying to reach Turkey. And, of course, the practice, unfortunately, is a bit different from the law, the theory.
Alessia Bruni said that reports of extrajudicial killings of refugees near the border of Turkey with Syria had been rejected by the government. It claimed that these people had been so-called PKK terrorists, a Kurdish separatist group. The human rights expert maintained that there was a general feeling of impunity in Turkey over torture, given the disparity between the level of abuse reported by human rights defenders and the government. And he said that from 2011 to 2013, Turkey had found six officials guilty of torture crimes, but none in the two subsequent years, despite the high number of allegations. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.